Obstruction. The act of a fielder who, while not in the possession of the ball, impedes the progress of any runner. In Game 3 of the 2013 World Series, it's tied 4-4 in the bottom of the ninth inning. There's runners on second and third for the Cardinals with one out and John Jay up to bat. The infield is in for the Red Sox. John Jay hits a slow ground ball to Red Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia, who then throws out base runner Yadier Molina, who's trying to score. Then, chaos ensues. Red Sox catcher Jared Saltalamacchia promptly tags out Yadier Molina after receiving the ball from Pedroia and notices the Cardinals base runner, who is on second, trying to advance to third base. Salty throws a bullet to Red Sox third baseman Will Middlebrooks. The throw is a little wide, and Will Middlebrooks falls down trying to catch the ball as it rolls into the outfield. The Cardinals base runner, who notices the ball has been thrown into the outfield, then tries to score. He trips over Middlebrooks before the throw from the outfield beats him to the plate, and he is then tagged out. But wait, the runner is called safe. The crowd erupts as umpire Jim Joy signals for obstruction as the base runner tripped over Will Middlebrooks, thus impeding his ability to have a clear running path and possibly score. This base runner who's just scored the winning run in Game 3 of the 2013 World Series is Alan Craig.
Tie game in the ninth. Jay grounds one. Pedroia makes the play. Throw home. Two out. Over to third. It gets away. Alan Craig is going to come to the plate. Here's the throw. At third, and the home plate umpire pointed to the plate, and you can see Jim Joyce saying obstruction as Craig was tripped coming down the line, and the Cardinals have won this game 5-4.
Well, Jim Joyce.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the latest episode of the MLB Hall of Pretty Good podcast. If you're unfamiliar with this podcast, this is a show where we take those players who weren't necessarily All-Stars or MVP award winners, but they are guys who found success at the MLB level, which is an incredible accomplishment. What we try to do here is find those players who maybe don't get talked about enough these days and give them the spotlight once more. These guys were big parts of my childhood and the main reasons that I love the game of baseball today. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to check out old episodes as well as look for new ones weekly. The show just had its first ever interview with a former MLB player as well. Former Royals catcher Lucas May sat down for an interview on Friday, and he had some fantastic insight into what it's like to be a professional baseball player. I really highly recommend you guys check it out. He had a ton of fantastic information to share. A huge thank you to Lucas May for giving us some of your time. Now though, without wasting any more of my time or yours, let's get into the career of Alan Craig. Alan Thomas Craig was born on July 18, 1984 in Mission Viejo, California. Alan Craig's father, whose name is Ron, was a volunteer that helped build the baseball fields that eventually became the Ronald Reagan Sports Complex. From the very moment Alan Craig was old enough and strong enough to wield a t-ball bat, his parents had him playing in the t-ball division of their local little league. Craig's dad would be his coach during this time, and his mother, Kim, was on the board of directors for the little league. Once he got a little older, Alan Craig played for USA Baseball's 14 and under team and actually got to play some games in Venezuela. Moving on to high school, Alan Craig attended Chaparral High School in California. Obviously, Alan Craig was a standout on the baseball team while he was there, but something about him you may not know was that he was actually a star on the basketball courts as well. That's right, Alan Craig was a two-sport athlete in high school. In 2002, he actually set a school record for three-pointers made with 94. Ray Allen Craig Curry could absolutely shoot it. He tore it up on the diamond as well, being named the All-Valley Baseball Player of the Year. As a senior in high school, he actually helped Chaparral High capture the Southwest League title. That year, he managed to hit an impressive .585 with 8 home runs. After a successful stint with the USA Junior National Team in which he hit .485, Alan Craig decided to attend the University of California, Berkeley to play baseball. He started all 4 years there, while playing first, second, third base, and shortstop. He also eventually saw time in left field as well. Craig showed off his versatility as well as typically hitting well too. He once earned Pac-10 Player of the Week honors in 2003, and in 2005, he was named an honorable mention for the All-Pacific 10 baseball team. After a successful college career, the St. Louis Cardinals decided to draft Alan Craig in the 8th round of the 2006 MLB draft as a shortstop. The top 5 selections in the 2006 MLB draft saw the Royals take Luke Hochschaver at number 1, the Rockies took Greg Reynolds at 2, the Rays took Evan Longoria at 3, Brad Lincoln went 4th to the Pirates, and Brandon Morrow went 5th to the Seattle Mariners. Some other notable first round selections saw Andrew Miller go 6th to the Tigers, Clayton Kershaw went 7th to the Dodgers, Tim Lincecum went 10th to the Giants, and Max Scherzer went 11th to the Diamondbacks. Some other notable non-first round selections include Chris Davis, who went to the 5th round to the Tigers. Jeff Samardzija also went in the 5th round to the Cubs. Former Rookie of the Year winner and current Red Sox pitching coach Andrew Bailey went in the 6th round to the Oakland Athletics. And Justin Turner went in the 7th round to the Cincinnati Reds. Back to Alan Craig though, after being drafted by the Cardinals, he signed with them for $15,000. And despite being drafted as a shortstop, he only played 3 games within the organization at short before shifting to left field. Alan Craig was never necessarily a stellar defender by any means, but he was always willing to try out new positions just to get onto the field, which is something you have to respect. He found himself increasing his versatility by trying out shortstop, third base, corner outfield spots, as well as first base. In his first foray into professional baseball in 2006 with the State College Spikes, Alan Craig hit .257 with 4 homers and 29 RBIs. In 175 at-bats with the team, he managed an OPS of .725 as well. Possibly, that's kind of slightly below average numbers, but he was still getting used to things, and in time, Alan Craig would greatly improve. In 2007, at the age of 22, Alan Craig would spend the majority of the season with the Palm Beach Cardinals, a Class A advanced squad. He really popped off, hitting .312 with 21 homers and 77 RBIs. He did so well that by the end of the season, he was actually moved up to the Cardinals' AA team for 7 games. With them, he hit .292 in 24 at-bats. This looks like the season where Alan Craig really seemed to take the leap and now be considered as a possible piece of the future for the St. Louis Cardinals. For the 2008 season, Alan Craig spent the entire year playing in Springfield for the Cardinals' AA team, and he thrived there, hitting .304 with 22 homers and 85 RBIs, as well as an OPS of .867. He truly had a great year and was becoming a big name in the Cardinals organization. In 2009, Alan Craig moved up to the Cardinals' AAA team, and honestly, he might have performed a little better there than he did in AA. In 126 games for the Memphis Redbirds, Alan Craig was balling, hitting .322 with 26 bombs and 83 RBIs. His OPS was even over 900 at .921. What an absolutely impressive showing from Alan Craig. He had the opportunity in AAA, and he without a doubt made the absolute most of it, and soon enough, he would be greatly rewarded for his efforts. In 2010, after such a great 2009 minor league season as well as a decent spring training, Alan Craig actually made the big league club to start the 2010 season. And on April 8, 2010, Alan Craig made his major league debut, becoming the 19,694th person to play in the MLB. On this fateful day in baseball history, the St. Louis Cardinals were facing off against the Cincinnati Reds in the 3rd game of the young MLB season. The starting lineups on this day saw the Cardinals go with Skip Schumaker batting leadoff and playing second base, defensive wizard Brendan Ryan played short and hit second, Albert Pujols hit third and played first, Matt Holliday hit in the cleanup spot and played left field, Colby Rasmus hit 5th and played in center, Felipe Lopez manned the hot corner and hit 6th, our boy Alan Craig made his major league debut and hit 7th playing in right field, Jason LaRue did the catching and hit 8th, and Brad Penny got the start on the mound and hit last as we are in the pre-universal DH era of the MLB. For the Cincinnati Reds, they went with a lineup of Drew Stubbs in center, Orlando Cabrera played short, Joey Votto hit 3rd and played 1st, known cool guy Brandon Phillips hit cleanup and played second base. Hall of Famer and former Cardinal Scott Rowland hit 5th and played third base. Jay Bruce hit 6th and played right field. Johnny Gomes hit 7th and played left field. Ryan Hannigan did the catching and hit 8th. And world famous musician Bronson Arroyo got the start on the mound and hit last. The Cardinals did wind up losing Alan Craig's debut 2-1 to the Reds, and Craig himself went 0-4 with a strikeout. But regardless of how it went, Alan Craig was a major league ball player, and success would not elude him for long. On April 11th, the very next game Alan Craig would play in, he came into the game as a pinch hitter. This would be a memorable game for Alan Craig, because in the top of the 8th inning, he would be able to get his first career MLB hit off of Brewers pitcher Carlos Villanueva. He wound up hitting a nice line drive single to center field on the second pitch of the at-bat. The Cardinals wound up once again dropping this game as well, though, with a score of 7-8. Despite the team's loss, Alan Craig had officially gotten a hit at the big league level. Craig would kind of go up and down between AAA and the big leagues during his rookie season. On July 19th, in a win against the Philadelphia Phillies, Craig would obtain yet another career milestone. In the bottom of the fifth inning, Alan Craig hit his first ever career MLB homer off of Phillies pitcher Kyle Kendrick. The long ball came on the fourth pitch of the at-bat. I'm sure it had to feel good to get that first career homer out of the way. In 2010, Alan Craig wound up playing 40 games for the Cardinals and got 114 at-bats. He hit .246 with 4 homers and 18 RBIs. He had an OPS of 711 with an OPS plus of 92. While offensively, that might have pegged him as slightly below average, he still showed flashes of great potential and would kick things up a couple gears the very next season. So the 2011 season comes around, and Alan Craig has a bit of a problem that's not necessarily his fault. It's obvious he can hit minor league and major league pitching, but veterans like Albert Pujols, Lance Berkman, and Matt Holliday all were blocking Craig from playing time. You have to remember, this is before the universal DH, so when you were in the lineup that day, you had to play in the field. In order to get his bat into the lineup, Alan Craig and manager Tony La Russa came up with a new plan. They decided that Craig would try out playing second base. That's right, by the time May rolled around, you could find Alan Craig suited up for the Cardinals and playing second base. Alan Craig had an insane start to the season. After June 7th, he was hitting .336 on the year with an OPS of 928. Craig had also muscled 4 homers up to this point as well. Unfortunately though, in a game against the Houston Astros, Alan Craig would suffer a small kneecap fracture while running into a wall as he tried to make a catch in right field. This would result in a lengthy DL stint for Alan Craig. He would return to the Cardinals on August 5th, going 0-3 in a 5-1 loss to the Milwaukee Brewers. After going hitless in his first 4 games since returning to the lineup, Alan Craig would light it up on August 17th in a game against the Pirates, going 4-for-5 with a double and 2 homers. This would be the very first multi-homer game in Craig's career. Alan Craig would have another 2-homer game on September 18th in a 5-0 win against the Philadelphia Phillies. The Cardinals finished the 2011 season at 90-72 and made the playoffs as a wild card team. Alan Craig was on the playoff roster, initially struggling in the NLDS against the Phillies, only going 1-for-10. After the Cardinals eliminated the Phillies in 5 games, he didn't really heat up too much in the NLCS against the Brewers either, but he did have a memorable moment. In Game 6, he had a pinch-hit go-ahead single that would wind up sending the Cardinals to the 2011 World Series. So moving on to that World Series, in both Games 1 and 2, Alan Craig hit pinch-hit RBI singles against Rangers pitcher Alexi Agundo. In addition to his go-ahead hit in the last game of the NLCS, this made Alan Craig only the 4th MLB player ever to collect pinch-hit RBI singles in 3 consecutive postseason at-bats. This forever etched Craig's name into the MLB history books. Game 7 of the 2011 World Series was a very eventful day for Alan Craig. So first, he hits a go-ahead homer in the bottom of the 3rd inning.
That erased last night, now we have a new one.
3-2. Craig hits it in the air to right. Back at the wall. The Cardinals have taken a Game 7 3-2 lead and a home run by Alan Craig.
After that, he then robbed Nelson Cruz of a homer in the top of the 6th inning.
Really the rough first inning and second, although he gave up just one hit in the second. Here's a fly ball into left, back at the track. Alan Craig will leap and make the catch, 2 out.
And lastly, he even caught the last out of the World Series, a fly ball to left field off the bat of David Murphy.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
That's right. Alan Craig and the 2011 St. Louis Cardinals were World Series champions. Following the World Series in November, Alan Craig elected to have surgery on his kneecap that he had previously injured earlier into the season. Alan Craig spent the first month of the 2012 season on the DL. Upon his return, he actually wound up hitting 5 homers in a 7-game stretch, but some good health eluded him yet again as he pulled a hamstring on May 18th in a game against the San Francisco Giants. On June 1st, Craig returned to the lineup after healing from his hamstring injury and was luckily pretty healthy for the remainder of the season. On July 2nd, Craig added yet another 2-homer game to his resume as he was able to crush a couple off the Colorado Rockies in a 9-3 victory. Alan Craig really liked hitting 2 homers in a game apparently, because on August 7th against the Giants, he did it again. Unfortunately though, they were both solo shots and were the only runs the Cards scored, as they eventually dropped the game 4-2. 2012 turned out to be a really good season for Alan Craig. In 119 games and 469 at-bats, he hit .307 with 22 homers and 92 RBIs. He had an OPS of .876 and an OPS plus of .137. With runners in scoring position, Alan Craig became quite possibly one of the most clutchest hitters in this era of baseball. He was always cashing in whenever he had the chance, hitting .400 in the 2012 season with runners in scoring position. Alan Craig's great season did get some recognition from the MLB. He didn't make the All-Star team due to his 2 DL stints in the first half of the season, but he did actually place 19th in the 2012 NL MVP voting. The top 5 in voting that year were Buster Posey, who won, Ryan Braun, who placed 2nd, Andrew McCutchen placed 3rd, Yadier Molina was 4th, and Chase Headley had the amazing breakout season and placed 5th. In 2012, the Cardinals went 88-74 and won the first ever National League wildcard game against the Atlanta Braves. They made it all the way to the NLCS actually, but lost to the eventual World Series champion San Francisco Giants in 7 games. Alan Craig hit .234 in the 2012 postseason with an OPS slightly below .700. For the 2013 season, Lance Berkman left the team via free agency, and this gave Alan Craig the opportunity to be the St. Louis Cardinals starting first baseman. Before the season started, Craig also got paid, signing a 5-year deal worth $31 million that also had an $18 million club option for a 6th year. Alan Craig was nothing less than fantastic in the first half of 2013, hitting .333 with 10 homers and 74 RBIs. That's right, Alan Craig cleared the 70 RBI mark before the All-Star break. In his prime, he was truly an expert at cashing in when the opportunity was his. His 74 RBIs and 116 hits placed him at 2nd in the National League in both of those categories before the All-Star break. Because of his elite first half, Alan Craig was selected to his first and only MLB All-Star game. A highlight for Alan Craig's second half of 2013 came on August 26th with his team down 5-4 in a game against the Cincinnati Reds. Alan Craig then proceeded to hit a game-winning Grand Salami. It was the first Grand Slam of his career.
First pitch to him, and Craig hits a high fly ball. Opposite way, trip, wall, Grand Slam! Grand Slam, Alan Craig! Busch Stadium!
Injuries came for Alan Craig yet again, unfortunately though, as on September 4th, he suffered a Lisfranc injury, which ended his regular season. Alan Craig returned to the Cardinals just in time for the World Series, and he did well, hitting .375 and also being involved in the famous obstruction call that we previously alluded to. As most Cardinals fans remember, they would drop this World Series to the Red Sox in 6 games. As far as numbers go, 2013 wound up being another good season for Alan Craig. He received a career-high 563 at-bats in a career-high 134 games and hit .315 with an OPS of .830. He hit 13 homers and drove in 97 runs. He struck out 100 times while also walking 40 times as well. 2014 would be where things kind of started to go south for Alan Craig. With Carlos Beltran departing in free agency and Matt Adams ready for playing time at first base, Alan Craig made the shift to right field full-time. Alan Craig had a really tough first month of the season that saw him hit only .220 with a 644 OPS. On July 30th, Alan Craig would come into a game in the 8th inning against the San Diego Padres and go 0-for-1. I don't know how many people knew it, but this would be his last game as a Cardinal. In a bit of a surprising move, the St. Louis Cardinals traded Alan Craig and Joe Kelly in exchange for John Lackey and prospect Corey Luttrell to the Boston Red Sox. To finish out his 2014 season with the Red Sox, Alan Craig struggled quite a bit, hitting only 128 in 94 at-bats. Despite his struggles with Boston in 2014, he was the Red Sox primary first baseman at the start of the 2015 MLB season. This didn't last too long though. Through May 9th, which was 30 games into the season, Alan Craig was only hitting 135 with an OPS of 430. Because of this less than stellar performance, he was then optioned to AAA. You see, at the time in his career, he hadn't gotten to 5 years of MLB service time yet, so the Red Sox were able to option him to the minors at will. On May 18th, the Red Sox actually removed Craig from their 40-man roster entirely. In 93 games at AAA this season, Alan Craig hit 274 with 4 homers and 30 runs batted in. Once the rosters expanded in September, Alan Craig was once again brought back up to the major leagues. His production at the MLB level was still in decline though, as he only hit 185 after being called back up. October 4th, 2015 in a contest against the Cleveland Indians would be the last time Alan Craig would be in an MLB game. Alan Craig wasn't quite done playing yet though, as in 2016 he returned to the Red Sox minor league system, but he was only limited to 29 games due to another injury. He once again came back in 2017, but after hitting 253 for the Red Sox AAA affiliate, they decided to release him on June 30th. Alan Craig wasn't ready to quit quite yet though, as in January of 2018, he actually signed a minor league contract with the San Diego Padres. He played 92 games for their AAA team, and honestly, he did quite well, hitting .293 with 13 homers and an OPS over 800. He did not make the major leagues at any point during this season though. After the season, he re-upped with them on another minor league contract, but he was released on March 19, 2019, and this officially ended his professional baseball career. Over the course of Alan Craig's time in the MLB, he played in parts of 6 seasons with a career batting average of .276. He totaled 56 career homers and 296 career RBIs. He had a career OPS of 768 as well as an OPS plus of 111. He was worth 5.7 WAR over the course of his career according to Baseball Reference, and during his time in the MLB, he made $32,309,000. He was also a World Series champion in 2011. Now look, Alan Craig's prime didn't last too long, but when he was on, man was he on. You'd be hard-pressed to find an RBI machine quite like him when he was in his prime. He without a doubt had a Hall of Pretty Good career, which is precisely why he was the subject of today's episode. I'm not too in tune with the Cardinals fan base, but I would like to think that he's thought about with a certain amount of fondness these days from them, at least I hope he is. He had a couple of good seasons and was truly instrumental in them obtaining a World Series title in 2011. Well guys, there you have it, the Hall of Pretty Good Worthy career of Alan Craig. If you're still here, thank you so much for tuning in and giving the show a chance. New episodes come out weekly, and if you like the sound of things, be sure to check out some old episodes as well. Thank you guys so much for your continued support of the show. It's an absolute blast to look back on these old players and talk some baseball. I hope everyone has a great week this upcoming week, and this has been the MLB Hall of Pretty Good podcast. Bye, everyone.